Hello, I'm Noel Monzon, and today I'll be interviewing my mom, Dora Delgadillo. Hello, Dora.
Hello.
Where do you work?
I work for the City of Anaheim, Department of Public Works.
What do you do there?
I manage the solid waste collection program.
So you're a manager?
I am.
So you could say you're successful?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank God. Thanks to God.
Okay. Now I'm asking you a couple questions. What does the American dream personally mean to you?
The American dream personally to me means like being a homeowner.
A homeowner? Yes. What do you think society sees as the American dream?
I think society sees that also being property owners through the whole country.
Do you think you achieved the American dream? If so, why?
Yes, I achieved the American dream.
Why?
Why? Because I was able to purchase my home as soon as I got married.
What steps did you take to achieve your dream?
The steps that I took was to stay in school, keep my grades up, and go to college, and financially prepare myself for that opportunity when it arrived.
How many years did you go to school?
I graduated from high school, and then I took like 3 years of specialized training at a college.
Do you think other people have an advantage to achieve the American dream?
Yes, everyone. Personally, I believe that everybody has the opportunity to achieve it.
Do you think other people born in rich families have more of an advantage compared to the lower class people?
I do, yes.
What challenges were in your way when you're trying to achieve your dreams and goals?
The challenges were that the interest on the homes were very, very high when I purchased a home, and also the value of the homes were very high as well.
What challenges will other people face when they try to achieve their dream? Let's say people that are just starting college or people that are still in high school.
I think the challenges that they will be facing would be is the market, which is very, very expensive right now, and being able to be a homeowner.
What is your advice for people that are young, that are trying to achieve the American dream? What advice can you give them so they can achieve their goals and dreams?
My advice to them would be to stay in school, focus on their education, and be financially savvy, like take care of their money, and try to find a job that will make them happy.
Okay, so in your mind, you achieved the American dream.
I did. Thank you very much. I did.
Do you know anyone around you or in your family, our family, that has achieved the American dream?
Yes, I have like pretty much my brothers and my sisters have achieved, including like my dad, of course, and my mom, and really close friends that have achieved the American dream.
And you would say they went through the same problems when they tried to achieve their own goals?
I'm sure everybody had the same challenges. Not being able to get to be from a wealthy family.
From a wealthy family. How many of you guys were there?
It's 9 siblings.
And you guys all came from a Mexican heritage?
Yes, we all did.
Do you think that was more of a problem coming up compared to all the people who were born here in America?
Yes, it could be a challenge.
Do you think it affected you guys?
No, it did not affect us.
Do you think it affects other families?
It could affect other families, not having a... For the minorities not having a parent that is able to support him financially.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you. My pleasure is mine.
So, Dora Delgadillo's point was, everyone has their own view of the American dream, but it depends on what you want to do and how you can achieve it. There can be obstacles to achieve your goals and dreams, but just because you come from a family with 7 brothers and sisters, including the mom and dad, which is 9 in total, isn't a valuable excuse to achieve your goals and dreams. So in her case, she is a successful manager of the city of Anaheim for the Department of Public Works. So she achieved her own version of the American Dream. Thank you.